Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
We've been keeping it alive.
I know.
I know. You've been participating in the show prep experience as well. So
I come across this stuff anyway, so it's going to, you know, might as well share the wealth.
So somebody's got to do it.
It's not as if Richie Rich has completely left Sundays.
Yeah.
And, oh, lo and behold, he's here now.
Woo!
Yay!
How did that happen?
We just switched some days around, and I went, all right, I'll do it.
You know, because this
I'm
is
very
a
flexible like that.
Because this is a voluntary activist type of a thing that we do here at Free Talk Live. Occasionally, people need a day off for various reasons, and so we got to do some shuffling of hosts and that kind of thing. And so
every day we're shuffling.
I thought it was just natural to bring Richie Rich back on Sundays for a period of time until we get through this. People needing days off kind of thing. So welcome back, Richie Rich.
Thanks, sir.
In the studio also, it's...
Nikki.
And I am your host, the authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will, LLC.
Oh, you added since my last...
Yeah.
Sunday show.
That was courtesy of Steve Classic.
Okay.
He had heard somebody on some other program, did a LLC, sort of... fine print at the end of their statement or whatever, and he was like, you should add that. And I'm like, no, that sounds dumb. And then I did it once, and I'm like, okay, I'll do it.
Now,
I mean, at this point, it's like, well.
If you're okay giving money to the state, right, you can get a New Hampshire LLC for like $100.
So I've been told.
So for like $100, you could actually register that as an LLC.
Ooh, intersetting.
Right.
So this is my version of HODL, intersetting.
Okay.
So I've worked in enough tech departments where there's misspellings of all different kinds. Now, intersetting...
Purposeful.
Yeah, intersetting is actually a word, right? But if you just quickly run a spell check and don't, read through your thing, your spell check can change your misspelling of interesting to intersetting. And so now I've just added, because I saw it enough in my time in tech, reading through people's emails and Word documents or whatever, that now, when I think something's interesting, to myself even, I go, intersetting. So
now we have AI for that.
Yeah. Do we?
Hopefully.
Who has AI? I don't. Was I given AI? Did somebody ever be like, hey, Captain,
here's you don't have one of the AI girlfriends?
You have access to the technology.
Friends? No. What was the best friend one called?
Oh, God. I don't remember.
I think it was one of the chat GPTs, but...
Arya signed up for it before she went to...
And then she was feeding it all sorts of problematic information.
And, all sorts of bizarre, Anton LaVey, and then philosophy, and then, books on, how to treat sewage, and, I don't know, all just sorts of the weirdest stuff that you could ever think of to feed an AI, she was feeding to it, so at any rate... it is Free Talk Live. I've already introduced the hosts. The telephone number is 603-283-6160 if you want to join the conversation tonight. Captain's Log, Stardate 01142024. Am I missing anything?
I don't think so.
I think that's all the usual shtick.
That's the usual stick.
Yeah, okay. All right, glad we got that out of the way. It's Sunday night, so we take things slightly less seriously here.
What a relief that's going to be. I'm so tired of putting on the serious face for Saturday shows. loosen up, people.
It gets a little heady.
Clearly, I can do it.
Yeah, clearly.
But this is much more fun.
And, to an extent, I think I just told the listeners at the top of the show, but, you've been throwing show prep in for Sundays. even though you're not here. And we thank you for that, because it certainly makes Sundays go much easier. And I don't know how, like, I'm not even asking. You don't have to tell me.
We don't want to know where you find it. We'll just accept it.
We just accept that you find these bizarre, weirdo articles from tabloids. And
I mean, yeah, I don't mind sharing, you know.
And let's just keep it, you know, we'll call it.
I don't have specific sources. But
we'll call it proprietary information, right? Richie Rich's proprietary searching techniques.
You know what it is? This won't get into the proprietary nature of it, but it's old school RSS.
Really?
That's it. There's like a litany of sources that I've acquired through years of doing show prep.
Yeah.
And anytime something comes up, if I see that source, like, give me news article, you know, on a regular basis, I throw it into the RSS, and then I just have a constant flow.
Nice.
So you don't get the specific sources because there's so many of them, but that's the procedure. Probably dozens of different sources that I read through on a weekly basis.
One of the things I used to do as an independent heavy metal band was, like, either like a song title, like if we had like one song that we were trying to feature off of, like an EP or an album or something, or the name of the band, or like a venue we were going to be at, I would set up a search in my search engine. I'm not going to name it because I don't want to advertise for those bastards, but you guys know what I'm talking about. You set up a search with those keywords in it, and whenever those keywords come up, it emails you.
Yeah.
And so, like, you can just repost articles that have, like, your song title in it or the name of your band in it to your social media, and that will get you additional hits. Like my own post, especially if I actually like it, because it, as Richie Rich said, it gets you more views, it gets you more hits, it gets you in front of more eyeballs.
Yeah. I also have multiple businesses, so I have multiple Instagrams, multiple Facebook pages, so I'll usually like with the other pages as well.
Right, nice.
That feels more acceptable to me.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But
like
I have all five of these. Yeah. Like I have all five of these anyways. Might as well.
But seriously, like, even if it's just your personal, you know, Twitter or Facebook page or whatever it is, if you post something and, you know, maybe you let it go for a while and you get some likes and you're like, ah, this post didn't do nearly as well for my particular audience. If you click like on your own post, all of a sudden you get, like, more likes, especially if you get up in, like, you know, more than the double digits, right? You get, like, you post something and it's like, oh, I only got six, you know, likes overnight. I thought that was hilarious, right? You know? And then, you know, you wait a day or something, and you're like, okay, and then you go ahead and like it again. All of a sudden, you get like six more, like quickly. Yeah. Like, it's a repeatable model. Now, you know, there's probably somebody listening from Twitter and Facebook going, oh, we better change the algorithm. No, they figured it out.
No, they figured this out long ago. Yeah. They've not done anything with this. This is still valid.
So, we've got some stuff to get to, but we have a caller right away. Unscreened caller, what's your name, please?
This is Eric. I believe I was summoned by the captain.
Eric, which Eric?
The one from Twitter.
Hey, Eric. How you doing, man?
Great. How are y'all doing?
It's funny that you say that, because last night, on last night's show, when you were summoned, there was an additional Eric. And I was like, wait, which Eric are you? He's like, oh, I'm Eric Sosa. And I'm like, that's not the right one.
I was just listening to that. So one thing is, I listened to every episode I have for years, but
well, thank you.
To be a podcast, so I always hear it a day later. So I was just hearing that, so I was like, "Well, now I have to call in."
So, well, I'm glad you got the message.
Impersonated.
Yes, happy to have you call in. What do you want to talk about today?
Well, you tell him. You summoned him.
Basically, my question though was the other day I was listening, and Bonnie was talking to a guy about I forgot his name. But it was about legally not paying your taxes. Somebody
Bear Arms is the name of the guy who wrote a book. Yes.
Exactly. I didn't even listen to the episode, and I knew who you were talking about.
Well, but it sounded like someone kept breaking into the show.
They did.
They kept saying, bring back Joa.
Yes.
And I was like, who is that? What's going on?
Really? So yeah. I didn't listen to the show, so yeah, I'm not privy to this information.
This was Thursday.
Yeah.
I don't want to go into the technicals of it, but when we have a remote host on, and in this case, Mark, there is a URL that he uses to join remotely. That URL was being shown on screen, much to our demise. And so, as some of the listeners may or may not know, Joa is a sometimes host here. He hasn't been scheduled in some time, and he and Bonnie had a little... You know, a little thing. He wasn't happy. He wasn't happy about being told he wasn't going to be on the Thursdays regularly anymore. And so I assume we're going to, if those of you who don't know, Joa does, what do you call it?
First Amendment auditing?
First Amendment auditing, right. So he goes out to, I don't know, like a police station, for example, with his camera, and he'll broadcast live on, like, all of the video platforms, YouTube and Odyssey and all that kind of stuff.
Breaking the Flaw.
Breaking the Flaw is his channel, if you want to go look it up. He does some terrific work. And so what has happened is either he or some of his followers are, you know, sort of living vicariously through Joa, and upset that Joa is no longer on the show, and so they decided to troll us, because we were, you know, sort of showing our stuff, right?
Well, you know,
they were like, "Oh, look, we can just join in," and so they would join in and they would say stuff, and then Bonnie would kick them out, and then this was just a repeated thing.
That's pretty annoying.
Throughout the show.
Yeah. Well, they and Joa are more than welcome to start their own radio show and or podcast.
Yeah,
he's got his own YouTube channel.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really, I mean, no one has a right to a seat on Free Talk Live.
No, not even me.
None of us. I mean, maybe Ian, because it's...
Well, or Ian Mark, or Mark.
Because it's their thing, right? So,
And that was one of the things, was like, you know, Mark had voiced some desire to, you know, come back and do shows more regularly, since he was, you know, he was in a place where his gallivanting wasn't as frequent, you know, and he was able to do some shows, at least remotely. The technology we're using has improved a little bit, and of course, Mark's use of the technology. I'm not trying to rip on Mark. Mark isn't the most technical person on planet Earth, so, like, we got to make it easy for him to do so. So what you heard, Eric, was Free Talk Live getting trolled by likely some of Joa's followers at Breaking the Flaw.
So, now, okay, I get it. No one has a right to the seat. But if you, like, if you're a fan of a particular host and you want to see them back on the show, you could break into the feed, and it's funnier that way because trolls are funny. Or you could call into the show and have the same conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Well, people were doing that with Mark, right? We would get a lot of requests. People would call in and say, "Hey, I really miss, like, OG Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark."
So if you want Joa back on, like, start some sort of campaign and petition to have him back on and see what Bonnie does with it.
Yeah, write to Ian. You know, you can do that.
Free Talk Live.
You can, you know, send emails to, different email addresses at freetalklive.com. All sorts of things. And I told Joa, too. I'm like, look, man, we've got, particularly since the last raid on this studio, like, people came out of the woodwork offering to help. And I so appreciate everybody for doing that, right? People like, you know, former hosts, like, hey, man, you know, if you need somebody to come on in the meantime, you know, I'll do it again if you want me to. People who've never done co-hosting here before were offering to help. Look, I've never done it. People tell me I have a good voice, but, you know, if you got a seat to fill, let me know. So, like,
I mean, that's why I shuffled to Saturdays.
Right. Everybody sort of just came out of the woodwork wanting to help. And then we reduced the number of live call-in days that we do. We're currently only doing Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. The rest of the days of the week are being done by what we call the Free Talk Live family of shows. Gardner Goldsmith, Nate and Chuck, and Ernie Hancock are all doing those shows as well for our pre-recorded content, if you will, on Monday, Tuesday, and what's the other day? Friday.
And who knew you had to pre-screen pre-recorded content?
Ooh.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. So anyway, Eric, did that kind of answer your question?
Yeah. I'm glad I called in instead of trying to tweet into the show. So that was all I had to say. And I did want to say, though, I think, Nikki, you did a good job the other day. I don't remember what day it was. You were busy doing something technical, and she kind of was hosting the show, and I think she did a good first chair.
Sunday. Yeah, we tried. You know, we pulled together.
Yeah, we had a little bit of a power problem here in the studio, and it appears that we never actually lost the feed broadcasting, particularly to the radio stations, but our video did get interrupted. So those of you looking for that show, if you go to our Odyssey channel or our Twitch channel, you will see that date's show part one, and then you'll see that date's show part two, because we had that that bit of a blip that went on. So, yeah, that was fun.
Is the sequel better than the original?
I don't know. You have to go make your own decision. Eric, thank you so much for being a listener. And, you know, sometimes, like, you're pointing out things that other people also want to know but are afraid to. I would ask, though, that if you're going to tweet at us, also include the Free Talk Live Twitter, the official one.
Okay, will do.
Awesome. And enhance your listenership by amplifying, too, if you're not already.
I am, sir.
There you go. Thank you for that, too.
Anything else you want to say tonight, Eric?
No, thank you all. Thank you for everything you do.
Hey, thank you, man. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. When he tweeted at us, my reply was just 603-283-6160. Nice.
We have a forum for this.
Yeah,
it's called Live Radio.
And then Mark hit like on it, and somebody else hit like on it. And so, this is what we do, right? This is our platform. We're a live call-in radio.
This is how we troll the listeners.
Right. So, I like social media. I like Twitter. I like Facebook. I like, to an extent, Facebook has just been really sucking as of late. I used to be able to get like a show prep off of Facebook.
Not anymore.
Yeah, but not anymore, man. Like, I don't get anything from any of the news websites that I like to go to.
Some news websites, but they're none of the ones that I like. It seems to be more like tabloid type stuff, like The Sun, Daily Mail, it's not like any good content. It's all very strange, like what you would expect to see in a magazine. It's kind of strange.
Yeah. Like, I'm obviously a bit of a freedom nerd, right? I want to see things like the Free Thought Project. I want to see, news avenues that are sort of that ilk. I see none of those on the Facebook. Right. I'm also a heavy metal guy, right? I got onto Facebook long before I was a libertarian. And, of course, I see all of the heavy metal news. I see stuff from, like, Blabbermouth and Louder Magazine and, all that kind of stuff. People that I follow. I follow this gal, Jet. She's a writer for Sick Drummer Magazine. I see all of that stuff. But I don't see anything from, like, the Mises Institute. I don't see anything from, any of our sort of go-to stuff.
I spent probably a good half an hour yesterday trying to fix my Facebook algorithm.
Yeah.
And
how? What do you mean fix?
So, how do I want to explain this?
You don't have to. You can just be like, I'll tell you later.
I'll tell you later.
All right.
But anyway, so, like, I was going through my feed.
Yeah.
And it was... it became clear all of a sudden to me that most of what I was being fed was nothing that I was subscribed to. So it was Facebook thinks you should see this, like three or four posts in a row, and then one post is something that I've actually subscribed to, and then three or four more posts of like featured stuff from Facebook. I don't want that, so I have to click the button to push that down on the algorithm.
But there is a way to do that.
It's a pain in the butt.
A few weeks ago, Bonnie and I, and I think it was either Riley or Lori, we were having a discussion about social media and how it kind of has started to suck. And one of my complaints was I'm a really big fan of Instagram because I've kind of curated my feed to be things that I'm interested in, and I feel like it's very beneficial and I'm learning things.
Yeah.
Like I feel like it's good for my business and it's good for me personally. But my complaint is they started all of a sudden, they didn't do this before, but within the past few months, they're doing the recommended things. Like, we think you would like this.
More frequently.
Much more frequently. So I'm scrolling through Instagram and kind of Facebook now, too. And the bulk majority of my feed is what they think I like.
Not what I subscribe to.
Not what I actually like.
Right. And so that's what hit me yesterday. Yeah. And I went, I'm going to try and fix this. But like I said, you can mitigate it, but you can't get rid of it. So,
Yeah, exactly.
Mitigator.
And,
that's my new band name.
Mitigator?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. We just try and, just keep it real.
I go, I don't want to see this. And they go, we can turn it off for, 30 days, but that's all we can give you. No.
Yeah.
Never again. But never again is not an option.
Yeah. There are so many things that I don't like. What needs to happen, of course, is the same thing that happened that brought everybody from MySpace over to Facebook, and that is somebody needs to invent something new that works the way people want it to.
The problem is, Captain, we are old.
Yeah.
The youngins are on TikTok.
I know.
And we aren't there.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I think there might be some Captain Kickass content
on TikTok. Okay.
Because I uploaded some stuff to a service, if you will, that distributes it to supposedly all of the major platforms. For example, I have both a regular YouTube channel, and I believe it's youtube.com/ Captain Kickass. It might be it might be Reverend Captain Kickass. Okay. I don't remember which one. But then I have another one. That's the other one, I think, that was put up because of the service I subscribed to. They created the channel for me. It's just like the three songs from the EP that I put out last year in July. And that's all that exists on that channel.
My only point is the competition already exists.
Right.
And the utes are already there. We are just not.
Yeah, I know. Old man Kickass.
Yep.
Here in the studio.
You got the Twitter X.
Shaking my fist at the cloud.
Yeah. Just get off of Facebook already. I'd like to, but still.
I'd like to. I've just, there are some people on there that, like, supported me through my independent music.
Yeah.
Long, long time ago.
Yeah.
You know.
But if you want Misi's content. You know, right, and subscribe to the RSS feed. It's old school.
I know how to get the content I'm looking for. It's just that Facebook used to do it for me. Now it doesn't anymore. Now I gotta purposefully go and find it.
I'm old school. I literally still use email, and I'm sure everybody uses email. But what I mean by that is I subscribe to different things, and I'm on everybody's newsletter, and I'll just sometimes scroll through my email. Specific designated email for that sort of thing, and that is what works for me.
Email has gotten too good at filtering out that.
Yes.
And so I have, kind of like you, I have this other email address that I'll use, like when it's like, hey, sign up for a thing. And I'm like, yeah, okay, that's interesting. I'll sign up for your newsletter. And I'll go and check that email. But even so, like, only maybe 50% of the stuff that I actually subscribe to shows up in the
inbox.
And
then there's a separate marketing folder, spam folder, so sometimes you have to.
Again, old school RSS. There's nothing on my RSS feed that some algorithm thinks I should see. Everything I have subscribed to.
Speaking of the utes, they're not going to know that an old school RSS.
I don't care. They can stay on TikTok and watch their Grammy videos.
Do you want to explain RSS to Nikki?
Real simple syndication.
Okay.
That's what it stands for.
I don't explain anything, but sure.
When a post goes up on a website, it takes that post and it puts it into your feed. And so if you have like 5 or 6 websites that you go to daily, right, you can scroll through that much like you do your email with just those feeds.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's good.
603-283-6160. If you have an RSS feed, please add Free Talk Live. Or if you have an interesting way of getting your desired content, give us a call. Let us know. More Free Talk Live is coming up. It's the Sunday Night Edition.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
News update. This Sunday, we begin in Iowa, where the caucuses are set to start out in sub-zero temperatures. Records expected to be broken, and despite the weather, Republican presidential candidates busy campaigning in Iowa, meeting with voters. Vivek Ramaswamy and his team having to park the campaign bus because of all the snow and ice. Former President Trump, Nikki Haley, and Ron DeSantis talking about the weather situation.
It's going to be a little bit of a trek. Nobody knows how exactly we're going to get there, but we're going to figure figure it out.
This is an unbelievable amount of snow, but we are going to continue to try and touch as many people as we can.
We have a lot of people that we have signed up to commit to for us over many months. I think they're motivated, they're passionate, and they're going to show up. What about the broader electorate? I just don't know, but I'm confident our people are going to come out strong.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
What are we, I forget his name.
Nature Boy?
Nature Boy, Ric Flair, thank you. Ric Flair is not here, just in case you were fooled by that. But it is Free Talk Live. We are live.
Oh, man, if we could get him on this show.
That'd be great. Maybe we could get him and, who's the guy who's always on the Free Talk Live commercials? The pro wrestler or something? Jacobs.
Oh, Glenn Jacobs?
Glenn Jacobs, yeah. Maybe we get both of them on.
All right.
They could be talking about, you know, how politics is basically wrestling. Where they act like they're on different teams, but you know when they're not on
caught smoking weed together,
right? When they're not on TV or when they're not at, you know, some public event, they're all hanging out with each other behind closed doors, drinking and smoking and traveling to islands for different reasons.
Is Ric Flair a Liberty guy?
No, Glenn Jacobs is though.
I knew that. The Free Talk Live commercial.
Ric Flair is the guy who goes, "Woo!" Yeah.
Now, if you could ever get Glenn on. I'm pretty sure I heard him say this, so if you're listening, Glenn, I apologize if I'm misquoting.
Call in.
Yeah, please.
603-283-6160.
But I think at one point he had said he got turned on to the ideas of libertarianism from another professional wrestler named Val Venus, who was the porn star.
Wow.
Right. And I've held on to that little nugget of information for a long time.
So we don't have that verified?
Yeah, you talk to Glenn.
Okay.
Right, but he was on some other show doing some other interview, and it came up.
Yeah.
And at the time, like, Val Venus is a Canadian dude, and it was, like, a popular movement in Canada or something, and
sure.
Turned Glenn onto it, and that was his, like, ride into it. So.
Interesting. Is Jesse Ventura still alive?
I believe so.
Because I don't want to call him a libertarian, but
he's an independent.
He leaned that way for sure.
Until you talked to him about the roads.
Okay.
And then he's like,
that was his thing.
That was his thing.
Yeah, everybody has a thing.
Jesse Ventura's on record going, I don't want the libertarian roads because I don't want to pay a toll booth every time I cross a property line. Yeah. Well, and that's what you're going to end up with.
Well, no, I don't like the state roads. Yeah. So,
First of all, what he's saying isn't true. You would just pay a subscription fee much like you do to the internet.
Most likely.
For your cell phone. And but you have roaming included for whatever.
I gotcha. Yeah. But there's an interview out there where Jesse Ventura says nonsense like that. So not libertarian.
Yeah, I get that. However, and I've said this before, I haven't said it in quite some time, but I lived in Minneapolis, Minnesota for a period of time. I don't remember what year it was, but it was certainly the before 96. Anyway, so 92, 93, 94, 95, somewhere in there.
Or even 91.
We
could go back all the way.
I don't remember when I moved there specifically because it's been so long ago. But he was the governor of Minnesota. And he was the first governor in all of Minnesota history, at least that's what they said on the news, that balanced the state budget.
Yeah.
Things you never hear of in politics. And not only did he balance the budget, but at the end of the year, there was a surplus of money. And so he had all these, like, advisors coming to him, like, oh, well, we should probably move that money forward into this project or, you know, earmark it for this other thing or, you know, we're going to run short on this project in a couple of years, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, no. Where did this money come from? And they're like,
taxpayers.
The taxpayers. So it's their money, right? And they're like, yeah, I guess. And he's like, well, then we're going to give it back to them. And so for the first time ever, people got an additional check from the government. They were colloquial, I don't know if that's the right word. They were called, nicknamed, Jesse checks, right? Because Minnesota does have an income tax, a state income tax. So if you file your taxes, you get your federal return, and then you get your state return. But then this one year, you also got another check at some point after they did all this budget balancing or whatever. And they're like, well, we got this much left over. That's X amount for everybody who filed their state income taxes this year. And they sent you a check out of nowhere. For me, it was like $175 or something.
Nice.
You know,
it's not nothing.
In the 90s, that was way more than it is today, obviously. Like, it would buy a lot more and go a lot further. But, like, just the fact that, like, somebody, A, balanced a budget, right, shown that it can be done, right? And then B, was like, we got money left over? Well, let's give it back to those who we took it from. Like, to me, those are amazing things. And so I'll always have a little respect for Jesse as a politician just for doing that.
Yeah, that's fine. Just don't call him a libertarian. I don't think he'll accept it anyway.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah. So at any rate, let's go to the phones because we have Mr. Ridley calling. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. You guys reported on, I guess, one of the NH Independence activists got a call from the Capitol Police last week.
Really?
Oh, salacious. Tell us more.
What was it?
His name's William Cannon. I think he lives in Charlestown, or am I saying that right? Is it Charlestown or Charleston?
Charlestown. Yeah. Was it like a lewd call with like heavy breathing and you know? Kind of?
Well, no, it wasn't.
Okay.
So he's one. William is one of the guys who was at. He was actually at the hearing 2 days ago in Concord on independence, and at the demonstration beforehand, and he holds some kind of a position in Charlestown, you know, like a minor government position there.
Okay.
But I've listened to the message, and it's kind of innocuous, you know, it's just like, hey, yeah, nobody's in trouble. Just give me a shout when you get a chance. He says, I'm Agent Cole from Capitol Police, and thank you. You know, so it was nothing very substantive.
Yeah,
but I know
he's accused of being
William
a J-6er. Is that what's going on?
Well, obviously the Capitol Police are interested in J-6.
Which Capitol, though? Are we talking about, you know, D.C. or are we talking about Concord?
I'm assuming it's D.C. I don't know. I don't think there's any such thing as Capitol Police in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I don't know that there is or isn't, but I'm just curious. Because, you know, there are a number of capitals.
That had not occurred to me. that it could be some capital of some other state. But I think he would have specified that. He posted about this on the NH Exit Telegram group, and we've been talking about it a little bit for about a week. But anyway, like I said, they've called him twice. I guess he has, you know, not called him back, which is supposedly the wise thing to do.
Yeah,
was contacted by government investigators.
If they wanted him, they would already have him.
I guess so. Instead of somebody maybe telling him the truth that no one's in trouble. I don't know why they called him, and he didn't say why, which is fine because, you know, you're not supposed to, if he did something that they don't like.
We're trying to subpoena you as a witness.
And he might not even know. Sometimes they don't. I mean, if they're just leaving a voicemail like that or an email or something, sometimes they don't even say. They're just like, oh, hey, we just want to chat. Oh, you just want to chat. Oh, really? Okay.
Good. Chat with yourselves.
Yeah. How many of you are there? Two? Chat with each other.
Bingo.
Yeah. Anyway, I just think, you know, whenever they contact us, you know, that's probably good to be transparent and out in the open. And he didn't have any qualms about, oh, yeah, be sure to tell us, you know, he didn't seem to mind that you know, we're talking about it in public. He wasn't like, oh, cover this up. I don't want anyone knowing that the government contacted me.
Right,
there's nothing like that. He's been pretty transparent about it.
If he's going to return the call, make sure it's recorded.
And I should make sure this is a claim that he's made. This is a claim that he's made that they contacted him. I don't have verification that it was him they were talking to.
Okay.
I just listened to the messages that he posted. And they don't specify who they're looking for, who they're trying to talk to.
Got it.
They do name themselves. Do they name first name and last name, or is it just first name? Is it like, this is Bob with the Capitol Police, or is this Bob Smith with the Capitol Police, or whoever it is?
The Capitol Police guy, I think he called himself Agent Cole.
Okay.
And that's really all I have. He didn't say who he was trying to reach.
Interesting. Because, I mean, like...
She's not from S.H.I.E.L.D.? Or no, it's Agent Coulson.
Coulson,
sorry.
Right, yeah.
Sorry.
That's not, that would be Agent Cole's son. Right, yeah.
Son of Cole.
Like, it is possible for, you know, anybody to get, you know, I don't know, a burner phone or something like that, and, like, call somebody, leave a voicemail, and say whatever the heck they wanted to. So... You know, do we know if, you know, anybody looked at, like, the caller ID and,
well,
like, you know.
Play the game back. Go spend $15 on a burner phone, call them back, and record the call. You can hang up at any time. You're not obligated to stay on the phone with someone once you initiate the call.
Right. So I guess, did anybody take any steps to verify whether or not it was actual Capitol Police? I mean, not many people are going to claim that because I think, like, you can get busted for, like, impersonating an officer or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone did anything like that or not.
Okay.
Well, do with that information what you will then.
Yes.
But I'd say if you're concerned, use the burner phone, call them back, record the call, publish the recording. Right? Make sure they're notified.
You have to be careful of that too. I don't know about New Hampshire.
New Hampshire is two-party notification.
So you have to tell them that it's being recorded.
That's it. They can stay on the line.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. That's what I was getting at. Thank you for knowing that.
Yeah.
Just be like, oh, for training purposes and quality control, this call will be recorded today.
You don't have to say for training purposes. Just say, I'm returning a call. Your call is being recorded. What do you want?
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And then you have the recording. You can do what you want with it.
Yep.
They were notified. There's a recording of them being notified. If you don't want to be on a recorded line, disconnect now, right? And if they don't want to talk to you on a recorded line, then screw them.
Mr. Ridley, what else?
That is all.
All right. How can people find out more?
RadarReport.com.
Publish that number, too.
Actually, I didn't actually put any information about this on my channel. I just do videos on my channel usually, so.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, I mean, you know, you can go find the recording of this, put that on your channel, too.
Well, we will talk about it in the NH exit meeting, and that will eventually wind up on my channel. But you're not going to find anything right now.
All right.
Publish the callback number, right, that he's provided, and have a whole bunch of people call to find out what's going on.
I love
Troll
it.
Army, unite.
Mr. Ridley, we appreciate your work and, of course, your call, as usual. Keep us updated. Thanks. 603-283-6160 is the number if you'd like to join us here on Free Talk Live tonight. You can talk about NH Exit. You can talk about Capitol Police. You can talk about what were we talking about earlier. I don't remember.
Nothing really.
Wrestling.
Oh, right. Woo! It's all coming back to me now. It's funny how, like, we have this dinner on Sunday. That Richie, you were there today.
I was there tonight,
and oftentimes people will say something like, hey, what did you guys talk about on Free Talk Live last night? or, hey, what are you guys going to talk about tonight on Free Talk Live?
And yeah, like, it's a big one, and Zaro, he's like, I don't know.
I mean, we have show prep, and we put it in a show prep chat room, if you will, and then we forget about it until it's showtime.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
well, I pulled it out tonight, because someone at the dinner asked, yeah, like, what are you guys talking about tonight? And I went through my list.
Yeah.
And she was like, I guess I don't have to listen to tonight's show.
So. Although, that, oh, yes. way to get us new listeners, man. Wow. You know.
This is not the show for that. This is the show where you get, like, callback jokes from 2 years ago. And you have to be like,
well, on top of this.
There you go. That's exactly what I was thinking. If you don't get that, start paying attention now.
That's the only one I remember, really. Yeah. What was the other one? The other bit that went with that? Octopodes and...
Abiogenesis.
God, man.
And the Bananarchy restaurant and a whole bunch of stuff.
Bananarchy, yeah. I forget about that one, too.
See?
I love how I forget my own shtick. And then, like, I'll say it again later, and it'll be like it's brand new. Like, I've never said it before. It's kind of like dad jokes.
Oh, yeah. Right? Love those.
Or, like, if you are a father, when your children get sick of you telling the same story over and over again, no, don't bring that up, or he'll tell the story about, oh, no, it's too late, he's starting to tell the story. Yeah.
Then get to tell them all over again when you have grandkids.
That's right. Speaking of stories, apparently, Nikki, you brought this one in, apparently there's a problem in Alabama, St. Clair County, Alabama.
Makes sense already.
Where
a problem in Alabama?
Inmates' organs, including brain, missing from decomposing body.
That's not surprising in Alabama.
Second case revealed.
Yep, not the first time.
So, like, this is weird to me because we did a story last year, maybe year before, about the Uyghurs in China and how they were being imprisoned wrongly. And they were being harvested for organs to be sold on the black market. Things like, you know, lungs and livers and pancreas and kidneys and, you know, that kind of thing.
Yep.
And so when I read this headline, I immediately thought of that. I'm like, oh, because here you have, no pun intended, a captive audience of people, inmates, right, who may or may not agree to have organs removed, you know, while they're alive or after they die, that really, I mean, anybody could take control of, you know, and just say, oh, no, they said it was cool, right? I mean...
forge a signature here or there.
Yeah, all that kind of thing.
Medical records of the prison gets...
Yeah, it all documented. It all gets dicey.
Okay.
But I haven't read this story. Did you read it before you post? Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. So you can kind of guide us along. But this is from ABC3340.com. This is an ABC outlet out of Alabama. St. Clair County, Alabama. ABC News has obtained court documents revealing another case of a deceased state inmate's body found missing organs. The body of Charles Edward Singleton was returned to his family, missing all organs, including his brain.
Yeah.
That's weird. I don't, like...
And, yeah, I think typically, too, I don't know exactly how the process works, but I would think that even if somebody was going to be an organ donor, I don't... I mean, maybe they do. They probably would harvest them right away.
You
but
have to.
Yeah, they
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
They try to get them as fresh as possible.
Yeah, but I would think they only go for certain ones. You know what I mean?
Yeah, usually it's like, oh, you know, this guy died and his blood type or his, you know, whatever, his DNA matches.
Yeah, see if there's a match
right,
for
whatever they're looking
somebody
for.
Somebody on the transplant list, right.
Right, and then they'll harvest the organ, you know, put it in a little Playmate cooler and get it on a helicopter and fly it to whoever's waiting. I'm paraphrasing, but that's generally the process. And I only know that because one of my relatives worked in a hospital. She was an RN and then, you know, went into sort of the more bureaucratic, you know, positions there. And so, like, if somebody got into a car accident and it was fatal and they had signed the organ donor thing on the back of their license, they would rush them to the hospital, see if there was, you know, if they were a match blood type for somebody who was waiting for an organ, harvest the organ, and then fly it out, right, after the dude was dead, right, or person, chick, whoever, whatever.
I'm still on the fence about that, man. I'm still skeptical. I'm not an organ donor because I want them to try their best.
I so yeah, there is.
I don't care if you tell me they don't do that.
Yeah,
I don't believe you.
Right.
So and there is a lot of like a lot of people agree with you where they think that doctors and other members of the medical team might call it sooner if they're some sort of resuscitation effort. They might either call it sooner than they would have if you weren't an organ donor.
We could save five people, or we can save you.
Plus now, like,
not even just that, but also, so when you're resuscitating somebody, I mean, I've seen resuscitations where it's like going on for an hour, their hands are blue, and it's like, I mean, when are we going to call it? This person is clearly not coming back, but they have to, you know, keep trying until they can say, we've exhausted every single thing. Yeah. So in that hour or so that we're trying to resuscitate this person, right?
Organs are dying and failing.
Exactly. So a lot of those organs are not usable anymore.
Right.
So you might have some case.
But like,
I don't even care if I don't. I'm still not doing it.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not an organ donor, so I'm right there with you. But.
Isn't there sort of a much larger supply of this now that, like, there's that whole bit in Canada where they can, like, just start terminating people?
Yeah, the assisted suicide.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, to me, like, if it were me and I were, you know, like, I didn't want to be a burden on my family and, like, I had some terminal illness that was going to kill me in, like, 6 weeks or something, you know, I'd be like, you know, just put me down now. And go ahead and take my organs. Right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like because that, you know, I know they're fresh. I know it's going to go and help somebody, you know, if I'm compatible, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, like, to me, that seems like an okay move.
Yeah, it would be nice to have that option to be, I mean, it's your life. You should be able to take it or end it if you wish. It would be nice to have that option. It would also be nice to be able to choose what's going to happen to your body when you are an organ donor, right? So I can choose, not necessarily like, oh, I only want it to go to, like, children or something. You know what I mean? Like, not choosing the person.
Oh, man.
But
like, from Wisconsin, don't take my liver, right? Because it's not going to be any good to anybody.
No, there was a story about some lady who, like, donated her body to science.
Yeah,
to science,
right? Well, they gave it to the military and they just blew her up.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. And that's like, what I was going to go to where... Yeah. It's not always going to save children with cancer. That would be so wonderful if I died and all of my organs went to save children. But I can't guarantee that it's going to, and that makes me really uncomfortable.
We should ironically carry around unsigned organ donor cards in our wallet. Like, I have to be conscious enough to sign this at the last minute for you to get it. You don't get it unless I'm conscious enough to sign this form. It's unsigned. You get nothing.
You know, like, when you donate to certain charities and they, like, give you, like, a picture of, like, the animal or, like, the little African child that you saved. Something like that. It's like, before I agree to give you my organs, I want to see pictures of the people that they're going to.
Here's Bob. He's missing a spleen.
Yeah.
You know?
I want the T-shirt and everything.
All right. So Edward Singleton, who was 74 years old, died on November 2nd, 2021. He was in the custody of the Alabama Department of Corrections. He had been housed at the Hamilton Aged and Infirmed before he was sent to an outside hospital for care prior to his death. According to the statement by a family member, the University of Alabama at Birmingham's Department of Pathology performed the autopsy. The family requested the body then be sent to a funeral home in Pell City. The funeral director told the family it would be difficult to prepare his body for viewing since it was already in a noticeable state of decomposition. The funeral home characterized it as advanced skin slippage.
Okay.
For those of you who don't know what this is, if you've ever seen even photos of, like, an obese person who gets, like, the stomach surgery and they lose a bunch of fat, it takes a long time for their skin. Like, the fat loss happens relatively quickly, but the
too
skin...
Too rapidly for the skin to re-elasticize.
Right, exactly. So the skin just sort of slips, if you will, and hangs, and it takes a period of years for the body to sort of compensate for that after they've lost the fat. So that's kind of what they're referring to here. But it's just because in death, you're no longer, your body isn't functioning,
yeah,
it's no longer processing water, right? And so the skin slippage occurs in death as well. The family, according to the court filing, was then informed there were no organs in the body. It was explained to them post-autopsy, the organs are usually placed in a bag and put back in the body.
Oh.
The family was also informed Singleton's brain.
It's like the chicken gizzards in the, or the turkey brain, gizzards in the turkey.
Had been removed.
Did they make gravy out of it?
I don't know. God.
Sorry.
Wow.
Cannibal cocktail.
Wow. What? No potatoes. My name's Bob, and I'm a tomato, and I'm here to help you out. Sorry, I'm just...
Carry on.
Spouting out VeggieTales quotes for no reason.
Why do you watch VeggieTales? I don't think I've ever seen an episode of VeggieTales.
I told this story once before. I'll give you the abridged version. I was hanging out with my girlfriend. We were going to hang out with her girlfriend and her boyfriend, but she had a kid, the girlfriend's girlfriend. And so we go over, we get there, and, like, the father hadn't come to pick up the kid yet. So the kid's sitting in front of the TV, right, watching VeggieTales. Now, unbeknownst to me. Now, me and my girlfriend, we'd smoked a big fatty on the way over in the car.
That is the perfect time to watch VeggieTales.
And so I was freshly baked, if you will. And so we walk in, and the TV's loud, and all I hear, I see this picture of this animated tomato pop on the screen. It's a big screen TV. Pops on the screen and goes, "Hi, my name's Bob, and I'm a tomato, and I'm here to help you out." And I just lost it. I just started laughing because I'm like, oh, my God, what the hell is this?
Got it.
Yeah. So there you go.
And this is your future.
That's why I know VeggieTales.
Got it.
Yeah. Anyway,
if you ever need someone to babysit and watch VeggieTales,
yeah, Uncle
Captain.
No, I'm not your man. I'm definitely not your man. So,
hey, Captain, come over. We're watching VeggieTales.
Are you? That could be a euphemism, right? For like, you know, hey, let's smoke, right?
Okay.
Anyway, yeah. Hey, you want to come over? VeggieTales is on. Right. Oh, sweet, I'll be right over. I'm curious about this organs post autopsy. Do you know anything about autopsy?
Yeah, so they would do an autopsy to rule out cause of death, typically. So that would
or establish cause of death.
So, yeah.
But do they remove organs during the autopsy?
I
don't know, because I thought autopsy was more of an inspection. But,
yeah,
okay.
I think normally they will take the organs out.
And put it in a bag, stick it back in the body.
We'll find out more about what's going on in Alabama and this second inmate's missing organs.
You need to cut open the butthole and look in there. Organs.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.